At weddings, you won't hear mostly. They don't know about mostly.
No, that doesn't really work. He probably writes new things.
Okay.
Okay.
Good enough then.
Because I don't speak Russian. Number one. So I won't know how to spell it. And besides, if you will, you have to take the ones that you're Mustapek B'Yeser. And even if I knew Russian, I knew all the Nahoris. I didn't even know all the Nahoris in London, let alone Russian. If I don't have all the Nahoris, and I now am looking for another one, I will have to know which they're Mustapek from more than the others. Who's going to go figure that out? M'Yeser, if somebody can be Mavar, it's fine. So I substitute another one. But if the way I read Pshat and Ramah, I'm not afraid to go out of the way to go look for another one. You know, he said, Beis of Gimel. I don't think he's being chaser for what he wrote in the documentation. Okay, that's the small problem. There are two other problems. The first is, if you look in the Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Eder, you'll find that it says, Mosk the Mosk the Yasvar Har Mask Voreke. Al Nahar Yo'uzo, Yo'uzo, not Al Nahar Yo'uzo, but two Aleph. Two Aleph is Yo'uzo. And if you look in the Kabanoki that I gave you, the other page, the Kabanoki is here, and that's, he has, as Dugma, he just gave it as a Dugma, but one of his Dugmois in the middle of the page is right after the Shem Ve'Eder. It's, if you look, it's halfway down his list. Moskva Mosa, the Yasval Nahar, Moskva Reke, Val Nahar Yo'uzo, Yud Alevo, Val Nahar Stamniyoko. And the Shem Ve'Eder added another Aleph. That's a Shinui. It becomes Yo'uzo instead of Yo'uzo. And then he added Val Nahar Samtioko. Not Al Nahar Samatiyoko. He switched the Aleph around. It's a different Shem. And I think the Shem Ve'Eder seems to be a mistake. I mean, whatever get he wrote or he copied from was a mistake, or it's his in the copying of what he got from. Because Reb Moshe and the others, they have different. They presumably knew what they were doing, I hope. Now, the real Shaila is something else. And that, you see, both in the Kabanoki and the Shem Ve'Eder, Moskva Rek is written as one word. They have one word. Look in the Shem Ve'Eder. It says Moskva Reke. And the same thing shows up in the Shem Ve'Eder. In Shem Ve'Eder, it's also it's Moskva Reke. It's the last word on the page. Kri Samach Al Nahar Moskva Reke. And Ramesha says it should be two words. Even though in the Kabanoki, which he does quote, it says Moskva Moskva Da'al Yasta. Al Nahar Moskvereke, he says, even though in the Kabanoki it's one word, but it should be two words. Now, if you look carefully in the Kabanoki, there's something wrong here. Look at how he spells Moskvereke. Mem Aleph Samach Kuf, and then there's a little space. And then comes the Vav Aleph Resh, Ayin Kuf Aleph. I'll tell you what happened here. The Mishnah says the Torah says this. And that it should have been Moskva, space, Reke. Because in Russian, Reke means river. The Moscow River. And I'll tell you exactly what happened. You'll find some Tosafot. I was going to bring in one of the pictures from the encyclopedia that has East River with a space of a full space between East and River. Misadri Gittin don't write that way. At least they shouldn't be writing that way. They should be writing with a hefsek tzas, they definitely called it. It's mukublani a shear of a chatzis. Between letter, between words, you put a shear of an ice. And with a hefsek tzas, kach mukublani, it's a shear of a chatzis. It's a hefsek, but not a full hefsek. The whoever was misadar this was misadar it with a hefsek tzas, and the bocher hazetzer put the hefsek tzas in the wrong place. He put it between the Kuf and the Vav instead of between the Aleph and the Resh. It should have been Moskva, Hefsek Tzas, and Reke, which is what Ramesha says. Now, everybody holds that it's got to be on one line. You can't have it on two separate lines. The Moskva and Reke, all that I can, whatever you write, Shemus, Ben Sina, one name, also the shear of a chatzayis, but it's got to be a bishita achas, not in two separate lines. So here, the, you know, should have been a little bit of a hesek sefer meishir, because it means the Moskva river, the Moskva record. What is interesting is, and I want to point this out to you, that Rav Moshe, it's the last part in that same shuva. What page is it? Kuf Ayin. Oh, here, I got the wrong one. Kuf Ayin Beis. It's the same shuva, it's the last paragraph, and tells you in parentheses, in brackets, the Toy Sefer, the Kavanoki, Shinichtu Tevachas. But what's he talking about? No. This last paragraph is not about Moshe Vareket. Madav Brooklyn, Kaisan on our East River. Humach Master Hashem, who East River? What do you notice? One word, repeated twice. That's a Toy Sefer. East River is two words. It's Nahar East River with absent, just like Moshe Vareket. Well, Rebbeish is making this big tumult that the Kavanoki, there's a mistake, it's written as one word, and Rekin, meaning river, is a separate word, the same mistake as in the Igros Moshe. The same, and again, I'm sure it was the printer. He didn't do that. But the printer wrote Alnar East River, and he didn't write the Hefsek between the East River. Now, Rebbeish, that's his whole point. His whole point is that in Russian, Rekin is river, and you can't, it's not the name of the river. Therefore, you've got to write Moskva Reka, the river Moskva. And if it's not, it's East River, it's not, it's the East River. Okay, fine. Now, that's the real problem I want to talk about is, and when do you write Reka, and when do you write river? You write Hudson River. And they didn't write Yehuza Reka, they wrote Nahar Yehuza. They didn't write Nahar Yehuza Reka. And we don't write Hudson River in Manhattan. You write Nahar Hudson. So that's what Rav Moshe is worried about. Yes. That my problem is, when do you write river and when don't you write river? Hu Hadin and Hu Hakam, I want to know, when do you write New York and when do you write New York City? No get writes New York City. I gave you New York on the first page. You write most in New York, not most in New York City. And you have Kansas on that list, Kansas City. Kansas City in the Shem Ve'eva, which I didn't print out for you, is Kansas City, not Mosa, Kansas. Mosa, Kansas City, the Yatsval Nahar, what, Mississippi? I don't remember.
Kansas City must have the Yatsval Nahar, Missouri.
Okay. But it's Nahar, it's Mosa, Kansas City. Okay. And I'll leave for later in Salt Lake City, what are you going to write? Mosa, Salt Lake, or Mosa, Salt Lake City? Okay, Kansas City I know, and New York I know. Salt Lake City I don't really know, but I'll talk about it anyway. Since Rebbe's not knowing, prevent me from talking. But Moshe tells you a klal. His klal is, he starts with the East River, and he says, you know I have to write East? Because East isn't the name of a river. Hudson's the name of a river, so I said Nahar. So I have to write the river, and you have to translate the word Nahar. Then the Shem of the river is Hudson. So I'm writing Nahar Hudson. However, when I write East River, the name of the Nahar isn't East. It's not Nahar East. The East is only where it is. So therefore I have to write Al Nahar East River because it's not a Shem Etzem altogether. Okay? I don't understand what he's saying. I don't totally understand.
It's part of the Hudson.
No. East of it, I'll take it for granted it's a different river. Don't confuse me with that. I know the problem. But we'll assume that East River is a different river, and it's not, and Ramesh doesn't say it's because it's not really the Hudson. He said it's the Nahar Pitzad East. It's only a Simin Bialmas. Whereas a Simin Bialmas, you have to write Val Nahar, that is the East River, because it's not the Shem Etzem of the river. Fine, but he knew all about Moscow too. So why am I writing Moskva Reka for? It's called the Moskva River. So he says, no. It's not the Moskva River. The name of the river is not Moskva. It's a river. And Moskva is the simen. It's the river that's next to Moscow. Because, said Rav Moshe, what happened? They built a city called Moscow. And now there's a Nahar. So they adopted the name of the city to describe the Nahar. It's the river that flows near Moscow. Just like they call the East River the river that's on the east of this island called Manhattan. Mm-hmm. It's only a simbial menat Hashem etzem. It's a beautiful story. It's just 100% incorrect. Because, as you know very well from American history, how do cities grow in the first place? And why do you have cities and states that have the same name as their rivers? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? They came, there was a river. And you had shipping going up and down the river. And then somebody made a trading post. And then they built a settlement. And they gave the settlement the name of the river. The river came first. And the river had its name. And you adopted the name of the river for the town, not the other way around. I wasn't lazy. I got somebody who can read Russian to get me an encyclopedia to look up Moscow in the Russian encyclopedia. And lo and behold, I was right. That Moscow was once, there was once a river called Muscovy. And they built a little settlement and they gave the name of the river to the settlement. Not what Rav Moshe says, that they gave the river the name of the city and it's only the Simon Bialman, but the Shem Etzem was on the river. And you should be saying Muscovy, Muscovy, Yasvah, Hatzad, you know, it came from the river. You should be saying the Moscow, but I don't know what. But the Iker was the river, and afterwards came the city, not vice versa. So I'm now left with a problem. I mean, Ramesh's his analysis is just incorrect. It can't be accepted. Historically, it just doesn't make sense. So when do you write it, and when don't you write it? I think that and I can't find it any place. I don't know if anybody talks about it. So I think, you know, there's one simple solution, and I'm afraid it may be the true solution. And that it depends upon whoever wrote Gittin there first. Some people knew what they were doing, and some people didn't know what they were doing. And you're left with this because the Rekavei Hashem remains low and good, which means there's no rhyme or reason. That somebody decided in New York he wasn't going to write New York City, and in Kansas, whoever the rabbi was, decided he's going to write Kansas City, and it doesn't mean anything. The pshat, I think, I was taught by a Czechoslovakian border guard. I had to fill out a document for a visa at the border of Czechoslovakia, driving into Czechoslovakia, and I had your address, asked for your address, and I write New York. I live in New York, in the state of New York. And I hand it to the border guard, and with kas, he gives it back to me and tells me in perfect English that there is no city called New York. It's New York City, and I should go, and I should rewrite it New York City. Okay? So I rewrote it New York City. But I suddenly realized, I never called this place New York City. I never ever called this New York City. I live in New York. I don't live in New York City. If you will ask me about the rivers, and you will ask me what river is there on the other side of this island, I will not tell you the Hudson. I'll tell you the Hudson River. You'll ask me which river is there on this side, I'll tell you the East River. I never tell you this is the East. That is the Hudson, and this is not the East. This is the East River. That one is the Hudson River. If you want to ask me why, behind things, subconsciously, why do I do this or don't I do this, I'm sure Moshe is right as far as the East River is concerned. What? The river is the East. It happens to be on the East. I call it the East River. That's how people talk. The reason they talk that way doesn't interest me. They talk that way because they talk that way. The cause of the speech doesn't concern anybody. Now the Shem Etzem of the East River is called East River. Otherwise, you can't call it Nahar East. That's not its name. Its name is East River. It goes together. That's why there's only a shear of a half an ace in between. It's one word. East River is like one word. Hudson is different. If you come from Kansas City, you don't say, I come from Kansas. I come from Kansas City. Why you say I come from Kansas City and why you say I come from New York and not New York City, I don't know. Maybe I do know. Maybe because it's a state called Kansas and subconsciously I want to say I don't come from Kansas, the state. I live in Missouri. I wouldn't dream of living in Kansas, but I live in Kansas City. So I understand that people who come from Kansas say they live in Kansas City. They don't say they live in Kansas. In New York, people say they live in New York, not New York City. The border guard doesn't always talk to him. He's a foreigner, how does he know? So that's what's kivei. I think that, and that it fits every case that I know. Where I become being the mesupik already is Salt Lake City. I always thought Salt Lake City was like Kansas City. Nobody ever talks about Kansas. It's always Kansas City. I never referred to Salt Lake City as anything other than Salt Lake City until I went not to Salt Lake City, but to Provo. The university is in Provo. It's not like Brooklyn in New York. It's 10 miles away. Whatever it is, a different city. But it's like, well, they go back and forth. In New York, people don't talk about New York every day. But in Salt Lake City, they kept on talking about Salt Lake. They didn't talk about Salt Lake City. It took me a while to, I thought they were about the lake the first time. It took me a while to click in. They, you know, that's in Salt Lake. It's not in Provo. They refer to Salt Lake City without the word city. Just like I talk about New York without the city. But I talk about Salt Lake City the way the border guard in Czechoslovakia talks about New York City. You want to know something? If you send a get from New York to that border guard in Czechoslovakia, I think you have to write New York City. Because you have to write it the way it's called and walk behind the scene there. In Seoul, and I have to go be Navarre. I don't pretend to have taken the sociological survey. But if I had to write Exuba, forget about it yet. If I had to write Exuba in Salt Lake City, I would probably write Moses Salt Lake. Why Mechetes of Salt Lake City? If I was sending a get from Salt Lake City to New York, I would definitely write Moses Salt Lake City. Because the Mokoman scene is definitely called Salt Lake City. I think that's the call, and it's not giving it lahalocha. Not the lahalocha is when you have to send, and the mokman asin is different from the mokman maksiba. And that, if my analysis is correct, then it comes out that their not giving is lahalocha. If Reb Moshe is right, then I think all bets are off. I don't have a call anymore. When do I write Kansas City? When don't I write Kansas City? But Kansas is what? It's a description of the city. It's not a Shem Etzem. Who ever thought of that?
Before he's sitting by, not Ammon, that's now Alexandria.
Right.
Forget Hemishvah and Alexandria, somewhere else, he's after Alexandria.
The principle was that once a city became Muchzak, the Ksiv, you don't change it. And it was Muchzak as Noamon. Now, you have here, right under Noamon is there, it's Alexandria. And you have underneath it New York. And in New York, you'll see that they were writing the way it was pronounced in the Mokem HaNesinah. New York, New York, depending on where you came, Galicia, Hungary, not New York. So they were doing it the way it was pronounced in the Mokem HaNesinah. But I think that's because it was not yet Muxak. Once New York became Muxak, you don't have people sending it afterwards with different spelling. After it became Muxak, the way it was spelled here, again, not for now. I don't know what the Salaf is doing at the end of the Nun Vav Aleph. But that's whatever. They were Maxik of the Nun Vav Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Reish Kuf. Once they were Maxik of that way, I never heard of anybody sending it. Get to Hungary, New York, or New York, what have you. I think that's because it's Muxak, the city. That's the name of the city, B'chol Ho'ilam. And you were Maxik the way it was pronounced in the Mokem HaKsidah. However, Salt Lake City, the best of my knowledge, isn't Muxak HaKsidah's given. I doubt it's Muxak, the Ksivas, Ksubas. So Skol's man, it's not Muxak, it depends. So you tell me now to send to Czechoslovakia, you're right. Now I shouldn't have said that now I would send to Czechoslovakia in New York City. But if I were sending it in the 40s, when it wasn't Muxak, I think you would have had a right. New York City, if you're right in those places. Other places, wherever they were sending it, they weren't calling it New York City. Either. They were calling it New York. It was clear. This was sometime either the late 40s or early 50s that were Masik this way. This I know from a story that Don Ungarischer told me, he's the son-in-law of Reuven's family, Rocha. I was a Rocha. He told me that there was an Akudas Rabboni meeting, and Reuven was there, and Reuven was very upset because they were writing, there were different Masabri Gidim writing in New York differently, and they wanted to be uniform. Good, fine. So whatever happened there, and then they asked for a vote. And everybody raises his hand. The room got upset. What kind of business is this? You're putting to a vote. Everybody in this room is a bookie, the deep institution. Everybody here was Mayan. What's going on here? You have a shy, you have to be Machria. You're not Machria on the basis of the raised hands. But anyway, it became Muxak this way. And Lahur, once it's Muxak, you don't change it depending on Mokhmaksim anymore. At least on Mokhm Shore Magaz. That seems to be what happens with the Seamus of Ayoris and of Naharis as well. Once it's Muxak, it's Muxak. And even when it looks like incorrectly, you keep on doing it. It's nishtane. There's some names that are nishtane, and you keep on writing what it was before. As I pointed out that before, Amsterdam, till this day they write Amsterdam. The name of the city was Amsterdam, and it came from Amstel beer, for the Lamed. And they both came from the name of the Nahor. It was the name of a river, the Amstel River, and that's what the city was called. Later, it got shortened a little bit. But since it was Mosek as Amsterdam, they still write Amsterdam. It's still there. The some places, and here also I had problems. I haven't found it. Right? I can find your source. For example, in Lemberg, in Lemberg they still write Lvov. Lvov is now Lvov. They were always writing Lemberg, and it remained Lemberg, probably Ad Ayin. I don't know if anybody decided to be in Lemberg. But there's no Lemberg. It's Lvov. It's not Lemberg anymore. I know of two exceptions, and I don't know how I know how to explain them, but I haven't found the explanation anyplace. In Leningrad, Olof HaSholem, they were writing Leningrad. They weren't writing Petersburg. I suspect it was because the Malthus was Makbid. So the Malthus is Makbid. It's like Nishtaka. The old Shem is Nishtaka. The only other place... If it remains among just ordinary Nishtaka, because the Jews are there, it can't be Nishtaka, right? But they're still writing Gita and Exuvas, and they won't allow it to be Nishtaka. It's circular. It's never Nishtaka for the Jews there. When the Jews there, it's not Nishtaka. And it remains what it was before, and don't confuse me what they're calling it now. But when the Malchus is Makpid, so you're not calling it anymore. I was aimed on, not in Leningrad. I was aimed on this in Kushto. Kushto is Constantinople. They write you, I don't think it's here in the, I didn't find it here, but I have a get from Kushto which says Istanbul. And I didn't even understand until I was at a conference in Istanbul and the chairman comes over to every speaker, me included, whispers in my ear that he knows that Jews call this Constantinople, but please don't call it Constantinople. The government doesn't like it. It's Istanbul. Constantinople is the Greek name, and they don't get along very well with the Greeks. There's not a war between them, and they conquered it, and they changed the name, and they don't want you to use the name. So when I saw the get, they said, Istanbul, now the Malchus is Makbid, so it's like Nishtaka. To me, it wasn't Nishtaka. I still call that city Constantinople. So they call it Istanbul. What's it got to do with me? All the slurs say Kushto. They don't say Istanbul. What?
Kushto.
You know what he's saying? Back on?
No, yeah.
The ones that I saw certainly weren't who told them how to write in the first place? This is altogether crazy. The get that I saw had Galata in it. Galata is a shrumah, and I don't know why they should then write Galata altogether. But they, the Krava, the mystery, it's a city. It's got a name or something. It might be the mystery. But it's not the real Shem Etzem, but they're trying to be Meramis. The Ikra Shem is the old one. It's not an Ikra Shem. It's a Shem which is Nishtakach or not Nishtakach. If it's not Nishtakach, then you could write it alone. But why do you call this the mystery and it's not the Ikra Shem? Of course, Istanbul is the Ikra Shem. It's not like a Kinui. Istanbul is not a Kinui for the city. And Galata is also, whatever. But anyway. But the basic principle, this one still had Kushta in it.
No, this one, the first version has Kushtatina.
Constantinople. Kushtatina, okay.
Constantinople.
Yeah, not Kushta. No.
It doesn't have Kushta.
There are other teeth with Kushta. I don't know where you whatever. Okay, you got the point. I made the point before. Yeah. All right, no. That's.
And is Kafsa Nafka mean that I think Lemaisa in place like Salt Lake City today? Whether we have to write Salt Lake City or whether you write Salt Lake alone, and a possible difference with regard to the Mokum Anasina, if it's different from the Mokum Anasina. Now, the other point that's even more serious, and it's Negea every Ksuba in New York, that's where you write Mosi New York or New York Mosi. I speak about it briefly in the issues, but it's more by Riches. If you take the Ramah, there's a clear Ramah, you write Mosa Plenis, but when you write the Shem HaRoyes, you write Plenis Mosa, the Yasver, Al, and you write the name of the Nahoris. Why do you write Mosa Plenis, and then why do you write Plenis Mosa when you add the Nahoris afterwards? I'll tell you what I think. Then I'll tell you the Piskei Tshuva. Then we'll come to a notion. To me, it's very simple. Mosa Plini, the city, and now I'm going to name the city. That's the Lashon of the Mosa is the or city in the town of. Even speaking English, we don't say the city of, but the town of. That's it. If I'm writing the Shem HaNahoris, I want to tell you not that the town is near the city, but that there's a Mosa that's near the city. I'm writing in New York, comma. Mosa the Yasva al Kev Yomo. I'm using this as a simon for the city, right? That's why I'm using the river. So I'm telling you there's New York, and you want to know the simon? It's a Mosa which sits al Kev Yomo, on our Hudson, or whatever you want there. And if you insist, if I write Mosa at the end, so the Yasva goes on Mosa and goes on the city too. It's Neifel on both the Shainis. If I write Mosa first, Mosa Pleni, and then I say the Yasva Al, so it's the plain of the Yasva, it's not the Mosa, it's the Yasva, it's New York, which is Yasva, and that's the Tikkun HaLashon. The Tikkun HaLashon should be Neifo on what goes before. The Piskei Tshuva, and he says something similar, but why do you have to make it complicated? He says that when you write Mosa Pleni, Mosa is a Shem Etzem, and Pleni is a Toyar. Don't confuse me with what they teach you in elementary school. The name of the city is an adjective. It's modifying Mosa. Mosa, New York. New York is the adjective defining Mosa. It's a simon b'alma. That's why I'm writing the name of the city. Of course it's a simon. I need a simon to know where the Baal is. However, when I write Nahoris, so Nahoris is the simon. I don't need the city as a simon. Therefore, I write Plenis Mosa, the Yasva'al. Because I know law, I write the Shem Etzem first, like a Yer HaGadolah in Lashon Kodesh, not like English. The English adjective comes before the noun. In Lashon Kodesh, the adjective follows the noun. So Mosa, Pleni, the Pleni is the adjective, it follows the noun. When I write Nahoris, the nouns are the Nahoris, I write Mosa, Pleni, the Asva'al, because now the city is the noun. And it's the Nahoris which are the Simonim. Why can't I use three simonim? I'll use the city as a simon, and the horse is a simon. Who says the all three aren't simonim? That's what he says. But Moshe doesn't quote it, he's just meramez. He says he writes sometime, al pi haloshin, whatever, he leaves it out. But Moshe doesn't really explain why. But Moshe says that as follows. He doesn't explain why you write plenis mosa and mosa plenis, at least I couldn't figure out anything from it. But he says that we have a ramor that says you write Mosa Pleni, but when you write Norius, it's Pleni Mosa the Yatzba'al. And if you look in the Gruah says that, where do I have the Gruah? The two Gruahs. First he says that, Kosuf, Bagois Mordechai Reish Gitin Shein Kepeda. Fine. Ayim Ashakosa Bivonis. Bitzad Klunye Mosav. Surye Mosa. Okay? We have a Gemara. It says Klunye Mosa, and there's no Nohar. And then he says, the Sefer Kam the Gitin, the Surye Mosa. The Chol Hagitin, who you Christen, of Hatkila came. The Agash Omru Mosa Machsia, so you have Mosa before. Mikol Motin Begitin Hoyakasin Hashem Mikoidem. So that's the Gro. Now, Reb Moshe reads the Gro and says the Gro is chayle under the Shmuel, and the Gro says that you always have to write the Shem. You should write Moser before the Shem for year, just love, because it makes no difference. That's all of them have to be the same. He always, again, what did you say? That Moser always follows the name of the city. It's always plainly Moser, like Moser, like Klunya Moser and Surah Moser, Mikol Mokim Begidin, Hoy Kesrim, Hashem Mikaidim, and then Moser. And then he says, even further, he says, but look, the Gro's got a Gemara. What's the Beis Shmuel going to do with the Gemara? He says, the Beis Shmuel is going to be made that in a city that has a Nahor, you always write Klun Yemosa, even if you don't write the Shem HaNor. Because the Gemara is saying Klun Yemosa and doesn't mention the Shem HaNor. So even the Beis Shmuel agrees with the Gro that when there is a river, even though you don't mention the river, you write Klun Yemosa. New York has a river, Bor Hashem. So you write New York Mosa, even if you're not writing the Shameless of the Ayoris, Lamai Nachmin Aksuba. We don't write the Shameless on the Horus, you write New York, Mosa. Even Ladas Abishmuel. And the Gro himself holds that even if New York doesn't have a river, when you write a Ksuba, you write Pliny, Mosa, Keneged, the Bishmuel. So he says, the Machlekes Gro and Bishmuel, and he comes from Little Land, where he's paskining like the Gro, Keneged, the Bishmuel. Fine, and yet places like New York, he says, even the Bishmuel's mine. Otherwise, you got a kasha, the gross kasha. What's the Bishmuel going to do with the gross kasha? Can't leave it with a kasha. Accordingly, was made in every city that had a mosa. You write plainly mosa. Yeah, every city has a river. You explain to me why? I don't know. He doesn't tell me why either. No, it's halacha Moshe Misudai. He's telling you this is how it is. Okay. I don't think there's a machlokes to Beis Shmuel. I don't think there's a machlokes here at all, and certainly not just because it has a river. I write Moshe afterwards if I don't write the river. If you want to tell me there's a machlokes to grow on the Beis Shmuel Mechatesa, okay. But I don't think it's machlokes to start with. I think that we're dealing with something very simple. Go back to last week. Last week we had a get into Lashainas. Why is a get into Lashainas possible? I don't know if we spoke about it. I don't know if we said anything.
No.
Huh? Yeah. So we have a drisha says because Sefer Echad Marchmon, Sefer Echad V'loy Shnei Svarim. That's Aloche. Two B'Shainis is like Beis Svarim. Now the only problem is that can't be. It's a drisha, but it's wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Because the Aruch HaShulchan and others are taking this on the Rambam. Rambam doesn't pass from Sefer Echad Shnei Svarim. Why is not my problem today? It's because this Machlokes Nigmar two drushes, one uses it for a different drush altogether. Nevertheless, the Rambam is the Kitzayni. He says that a get into Lashonis is possible. Not just a Chakhila, but a get into Lashonis is possible. If he doesn't know the drush of Shnei Svarim, how can it be possible? Can't be possible, it's not possible. The Ran in Gittin, the Ran when he tells the Halacha of two Lashonis, the Ran has a totally different explanation. The Ran says as follows. If I can find it quickly enough. The Ran says that you write in one Lashon, Miu, Lehichshel beget hakosib Lashon Echod, Shekim shaget inyan la'atzmai. I will beget atzmai shu inyan echod, koshu mischalif atzmai ulehich shatan of the masnis. It doesn't mention a word of Shnei Svarim. It's inyan la'atzmai, so it's got to be in one lashon. I don't think this is safer, echod le Shnei Svarim. I think this is safer. That there's a halach of safer. And a safer has all kinds of halachis. Among the halachis of safer is there has to be in Loshen Echod and not Beis Lashonis. You don't write two languages at once. You may speak two languages at once, but you don't write two languages at once. There's a din of Sefer Echod. You have the din of Sefer, I'm sorry, not Sefer Echod, din of Sefer. That's the essence of a Sefer. A Sefer is written in a language. Somebody will add, it occurred to me, that's not negated this directly, but I think it's been English, Indian. Get in Espirito. Is it kosher or is it not kosher? A get in pig Latin, or pidgin English. You know, in Hawaii, they wanted to recognize their brand of pidgin English as a language and teach it in the schools. And Mizayeskalach, like everybody else, because it's not a language. Whatever it is, people speak it, what do you mean it's not a language? It's not an educated language. How do we want to teach the kids? You don't write books in pig Latin. And you don't write books in pidgin English. A get in pidgin English, I think, would be possible according to the Rambam and the Ran. Because it's not safer. It's got to be safer. The other things are only lachatchilis. We write Savashirit because it's safer. All these big things are pikpukim, lachatchilis. Lachatchilis has to be safer. But the madregas are safer. How much do you have to be megareya from the tikkun seferim before it stops being a safer? If you don't write with tagim, it's kosher. But if you write in two languages, that's too much, already says the Rambam. It's possible. That's not called a safer altogether. That's been megareya too much from the din of the safer. Pidgin English isn't a language. It's not a cipher. Esperito, I don't know. Because the book's written in Esperito. The smart in Esperito. Nobody talks it, but maybe some. But maybe it's a cipher. I don't really know about Esperito. But the other things, I think, is the proportion. That's a halacha in a get, say, for priests. When I come to the grow is so meduyik, it's so beautiful. You read the Lashon HaGro, the grow is chaylik on the Beis Shmuel in part. He says, look, I have a Gemara that tells me that they wrote Klunya Mosa, and there are other places where it was Mosa Matsya. So I see that the Agos and Mordechai is basically right. There was sometimes Mosa Matsya and sometimes Klunya Mosa, says he. But Mikol Mokin, Bigitin, Hoyakesin Hashem Mikaiden. He's Medaik. In Gitin they wrote Hashem Mikaiden. In a Shtar Rite did they write Hashem Mikaiden? Why? The Shtarai in pidgin English is kosher. In the spirit of Zvara kosher. I don't know what happened. You told it to me. I understand. That's it. But a get has a new aloha. It needs safer. If you will find me some gneza that says a safer, that a shtar kinyan has to be in one lotion, not in two lashonis, I won't raise my eyebrows. That's because it's a safer mikvah. The Torah tells you what's a shtar kinyan. And if somebody tells me that sefer mikne is ma'akev in shtar kinyan, it has to be beloshen echo, not b'shtei l'shaynis, in kabbal and the kabbal, but I have no such kabbal, I have no such source. And if you tell me a get is posel because it's in two l'shaynis, okay, that's the Rambam, that's what he tells me. And therefore, there is a tikkun haloshen with regard to mos also. You don't write the way you talk. You talk slang, you don't write slang. There is a grammar. Every language has its grammar. The grammar, says the Gur, is to write plainis mosa, not mosa plaini. And he's showing you begitten. They were makbid on the grammar. Baalpeh, they weren't. So you have mosa maxia. They talk that way. But when they wrote, they didn't talk that way. They didn't write that way. And in writing, they were careful to be grammatic, to use the Teferis Haloshin. The Teferis Haloshin in a get was to have the mosa afterwards. So the Volbach Legis, the Shmuel, and the Roa is Negei and the Mokim Igun. We're writing in the city that doesn't have a mosa. So Naniach. We have a grow of grow, and we've been mostly basking like the grow, and in Hungary, Yitzin Biad Ramor, they're basking like the Ramor, can they get the grow? No, that's the Ramor, the Vishnu's chat in the Ramor. It's definitely the Ramor versus the grow. So, but the Giksuba, Mechatesa should be Akkod in the Giksuba. There's no reason to be marked with the Giksuba. It was only Begitin they were marked in the Giksuba. They weren't marked at all. No, so, whatever. It's worth my nafkmin. If you write New York Mosse, it certainly won't passle. But I don't see any reason to write New York Mosse, except all the people who know the Reb Moshe and think you're not Morris when you write Mosse New York. Sorry.
The fact that the Gemara says that safer is the serious bottom, like the magical comment that Mokhover is based on the Yerushalmi of safer, but he says that the Bible disagrees with the Bible, so that safer is the serious bottom of the Gemara.
The halachas come from Sfiras Devarim, and what's left is the nusa, which creates a lachatchila, which is naked, and that's exactly what I'm saying that in the Rambam. The Rambam says it's possible. So how could be sefer echod if sefer echod isn't a drosha? So I'm saying the Rambam held it was possible because it's not a sefer.
Sefer Echod isn't the drosha, but Sefer is Pshuto Shel Mikra. The drosha is either
Sefer. Sefer means that you have to read again the way you read a book.
Yes. Sefiras, the Zorin, and Sefer. Not Sefer Echad, the Loishnei Sfar, that's a drosh already. But Sefiras, the Zorin, and Sefer is a Sefer. The Pshut is on Mikro. That's the din of Sefer, not Sefer Echad. I don't need a drosh. The drosh is Sefiras, the Zorin. But the Pshut is on Mikro remains. All right, do we have time yet? All right. And I don't even have a raya for Shtar Kinyan. If somebody will come to me with a reason who says that Shtar Kinyan two of the shayness is possible, so I'll explain it. Okay. I have a Terence asking me a question. Find me a source, and this is how I will explain the source. Of course, that the Sefer Mikne is in what? The Ksuvim? It's in Nevi'im, so it doesn't create halachis. Possibly in Kumish creates halachis. The other thing the Rebbe Moshe here talks about is Medina. The halach in Shulchan Aruch, that if the Shem Meir is the same as the Shem Medina, instead of writing Mosi, you write Medina plainly instead of Ir plainly. He has Megensa. He doesn't know why in Megensa. Look here, with this Megensa on his list. I never saw it get from Megensa. I don't know if it's in the Shem Ve'ever. He has the Ava there in his... the Moshe says they wrote Medinas Megensa. He says he doesn't know why they wrote Medinas Megensa. Why? He says it comes up with a strange theory that the Nasir was Makbid because he wanted to be known as a Melech. And a Melech has to have a Medina, not a city. Since he's a Melech, it has to be a Medina. Nu b'mechilas, really not b'mechilas, but it's Nasir. The Nasir didn't know if also Kumish. Malki Sholeim, Melech Sholeim, Reitzilah and Bosser v'yayim. What was a Melech on? Not a Medina. He was a Melech and Yerushalayim, one little city. And how big was this Yerushalayim? Smaller than the world old city of today. So you see, you can be a Melech, a Makhli, a Tambilei. Who told us that you have to call yourself a Medina to be called a Melech? Doesn't make sense. They may be Negei Halacha L'Maisi. The Meisha says he doesn't understand whatever is going on there. There are now four places that I know of where the ear is Nikra Al Shem Ha Medina, and there's no other ear besides the Shem Ha Medina. And for more, let me know. One is Monaco, the other is San Marino, and those places don't bother me at all for a very simple reason. I'll explain later. I'll come back. The other is Luxembourg, and I don't know, is Luxembourg City, are there any other cities in Luxembourg? Besides Luxembourg City, I think not. Vatican City. I don't count that even. Again, Vatican City. you're right. This is the fifth. Okay, the Vatican City. I would group it together with Monaco and San Marino for reason I'll explain in a second. And the last one, Luxembourg may or may not be an Afghanina. If there's another city in Luxembourg, I'll come back to it later. Angora. There's no city in Angora. There's just a Medina. It's between the Pyrenees, between Spain and France. All right? Now, Reb Moshe says he doesn't know what the difference is or what this is all about. I think I do. I know why they wrote Medina. They wrote Medina for a simple reason. They had trouble writing Gittin once upon a time. Even today we have trouble writing Gittin. You write Mosse only in the city, not outside the city. Yibur Shalir, once you get beyond the Yibur Shalir, what's the Ayin based Amis, whatever this is, you don't know how to write. And it's a whole Asik, and you don't write, like Shlug Mokim, you write all together. And there are Hashulchan, seems to be the first one to come up with Aitzes. He writes Aimid Bitsad, or Chves, whatever they were doing there. But you couldn't just write the name of the city, because it wasn't the city. That's why I said before, Monaco, San Marino, and the Vatican are no problems to me. If you've ever been in Monaco, you don't know where it begins or where it ends. There's no border there, and it's built up. One side of the street is Monaco, and the other side of the street is whatever else it is there. And the same as San Marino. This place is it's totally built up. It's one house upon another house. The Vatican is also the same thing. What's in the Vatican? A bunch of buildings. And as soon as you leave the Vatican, you're in Rome. You don't know when you're leaving the Vatican, when you're entering Rome.
Luxembourg City is not the same as the rest of Luxembourg. There are farms in Luxembourg, and they're not in Luxembourg City. The mila of writing Medina was so you could write in these other little places. You write Al Shem HaMedina. You write the year, there's one big city, and there was these villages. They weren't even villages. They didn't have their own names. The Bedatka didn't have their own name. One of the things that reminds you, he asked the question, what about New York? Why don't we write Medinas New York instead of New York Mosse? Should write Medinas New York. So as if he was Macharish, a big Kiddush, because there are other cities in New York too. Of course, the whole halacha was when there was only one city in the Medina. When there's one city in the Medina, you write the Medina instead of the Shemuel, and Raniyaz Daiti is because it gave you the Eitzah that everything which is Chutz Libur Yishalim, you could write even there. It was a small little place, and you could write in the whole Shetach. The Nafkmir to us, if I'm right, it may be Luxembourg also, because I suspect there's no other city in Luxembourg, but Angora is definite. Medina Angora, there's no even Angora city. It's not called a city, and you write not Mos Angora, but you write Mosse doesn't really mean city either. But whatever it is, you don't write Mosse, you write Medina Sangora, and you write Kutzli Buray, whatever it is. There's a something little city there, and then there's a big mountain. You go halfway up the mountain, you can still write, even though it's Kutzli Buray Shalir, you write it because it's Medina Sangora. It's a luxury you don't have. In other places, it becomes a whole problem, a serious problem. Rav Meisha makes the point that we don't write Medina. And if you do, we all want to write, that same big tshuva, it's in parts, different sections. That America Tzfeinis, you certainly don't write. Of course you don't write America Tzfeinis, it's a Toyas Gomer. You want to know where America Tzfeinis comes from? Read the, look in the Shem Ve'Ever page, Reish, Sama, Gimel. It's the continuation of New York. And he has a whole paragraph of Vishnas 1852. Can deny York Mosa. You tell me what that Aleph is there, I don't know. The Yasok if Yom of Anahar Hudson. I share by America Hatzafinis. This gentleman, Avrom Yosef Ash, was described by the Orach Laner in the Shem Ritzion HaNemon, Meire Echot by America, She'en Yudea Betiv Gitan Vibushin. Okay, so he put it in. They kept repeating it in Nusreis. Medinas, we don't write, Ramesha says that if you can write Brooklyn but Medinas, New York, if you want to, but it's not necessary. I don't know why he doesn't say we don't use Medina as a simon, because if you don't use simonim in a klum altogether, and certainly only simonim he's willing to countenance are Nahoris, he won't accept Grand Canyon, so why should you use Medina as a simon? Why don't we use Medina as a simon? Why didn't they use it once upon a time? I haven't found any place, but these are never portion. It changes. The Shemu year, if it changes, we ignore, because we are old-fashioned. We're traditional. We always call it Kushta, not Istanbul, but you can't say we're Munkach. Munkach today is not in Hungary. It's, I don't know which republic, it's in Russia. Well, you can't ignore facts. So what are you going to do? You're going to write Munkach Asher bin Medina's Ogur, and it's not bin Medina's Ogur. It's a different city. So the Shem HaMedina doesn't make sense altogether. There's no reason to use Shem HaMedina. It's off in Ishtana. There are wars all the time. If not a war, so you have the land that Seward's purchase. You're constantly changing the boundaries of Medinas, and one day it's in one place, and it's another Medina. It's a Dover Posh, you don't write the Shema Medina. I don't know why anybody should write the Shema Medina. But if you do write the Shema Medina, you have to write Brooklyn, the Medina's New York. You can't write Mosse, Brooklyn, New York. There is no such Mosse. It doesn't exist. I mean, it's an Amratis, despite the fact that from the Gdoli Rosh Yeshiva Bismanei, they write such things in Brooklyn. They write Brooklyn, New York. They usually adopt the Mosse also. They don't know they're supposed to write Mosse, because it's not in the Tefis. It's supposed to be Mosse, Brooklyn, Medinas, New York, or we about the Medinas, New York. Who asked you? Did you write the Asphalt East River? If you didn't write the river for the Simon, why write the Medina for the Simon? You don't need Simon in a Ksuba. It's altogether crazy. One other little horror, we're on Novuch at this point, and it's Negei Halacha L'Maisa, so help me. I'm sorry Rabbi Marcus isn't here. I was going to begin by asking Rabbi Marcus where a certain shul is located. He comes from Toronto. I expected him to answer instinctively that the shul is located in Thornhill. I understand that Rabbi Lilly has been in that shul and has been the Sadra Kedushin in the shul. And I won't ask you what you wrote in the get. Oh, I'm sorry, what you wrote in the ksuvit. Oh, I forgot you, I should have done it with you. Okay. You would have fallen into my trap.
My brother got married.
Yeah, so they write Thornhill Hasmucho Litoranta. Okay, Hasmucho Litoranta. I was at a chuppah in Toronto about a year ago, and I hear them reading Thornhill Hasmucho Litoranta. And since I have nothing to do, why would I? It was Monday. So somebody was standing next to me, and I innocently enough said, I don't understand. You don't write Thornhill, it's a shchuna, the Shem HaShchuna, not Mechuna, it's right altogether. And I knew the city was Vaughan. Why don't they write Vaughan? Yeah, why don't they write Mosad Vaughan? Yeah, it's Vaughan, right?
Yeah.
Vav, Aleph, Nun, no? Vaughan. Not Heb, without a Heb. I was so well standing. And by the time we go to this rope disappeared. He happened to have been Marcus's father. He went to Sidi Shir someplace, and by the time I get to the dinner, one of the lomdim of the town hears that I was ma'arer at the ksuvah, as if this, who knows what, and what, dar ha-shulchan, so I got smucho, so I tell him, look, it's a shchuna, it's just not right, you don't have to write the Shem HaShchuna altogether, and besides, it's the Shem Uyir is vo, not thornhill. But first of all, I have a chuppah a couple of weeks in Toronto, where after the Sabbath Kedushin.
In
Thornhill, yes, in Thornhill. So I was forced to be mivale a little bit. I suspected something, and I turned out to be right. There's a lawyer in Toronto who calls me on occasion with shaylos, so I called him back and said, I have a shaylos to ask you. My shaylos to you is, was there ever a city in Ontario called Thornhill? He knows how to work a computer. I don't. He calls me back 10 minutes later. I could have gotten on the computer. Thornhill was once the name of a village. It was called Thornhill. In the 40s, they disincorporated the village or whatever, and they divided it between two others, one on each side. One is Vaughan, and what's the other? Starts with an M. I don't know what the other is. The other side. Okay, well. So I suddenly discovered...
Mississauga.
Mississauga. No one I can remember the pronunciation. Okay. They split it between these two. And people still thought... don't confuse people with the facts. They know it was Thornhill. Remain Thornhill. So I discovered I was wrong on the facts. It was never a Shem of Bishkune. It was a Shem of an ear. Nope, it was a Shem of an ear. And it's not Mishtaka, because they're still calling it a Shem of an ear. So would they write Thornhill or Smuch? They should be writing Lamosa Toronto. They write Lamosa Toronto.
No.
They don't. They don't know about Mosa. They write Thornhill or Smuch or Toronto. What was this Toronto? It should have been Thornhill or Smuch or Lamosa Toronto, if they're right. So it's like a whatever this is, a Migrash or whatever, Smuch or Toronto. If it's a city with a Shem, and it's not born anymore, because it was Nikra Befi called is Thornhill, and Mel Harunti Kaveh or Hakila, maybe Kaveh Avon. You should write. Mosafarno. And what's this got to do with the Aruch HaShulchan? It has nothing to do with the Aruch HaShulchan at all. The Aruch HaShulchan...
So Jews
didn't live there. I understand, Jews didn't live there. So now if you wanted to be Kaveh Alich Hakila, maybe you want to be Kaveh Mosafon instead of Mosafarno. But nobody knows what one is. The post office still uses Thornhill. And still Nikra Befi Yehudim as Thornhill, not as Vaughan. I would be Kiveya Mosa Thornhill. It always was Thornhill. The Jews still call it Thornhill. So we didn't happen to write it again here. So what? The Shem wasn't the Shtakach, and the post office is still keeping it. So here I write Mosa Vaughan. Mosa Thornhill. And what do I have to mention? Smucha Toronto. From Mosa, you never write Smucha. I don't know where from Mosa you should write a Smucha. Unless I'm misunderstanding this famous Aruch HaShulchan they keep pulling out. The Aruch HaShulchan has his Chiddush in Tesmoch. His Chiddush is that you're living out in the stick someplace, you can write Samuch Le'ir, okay? And you Oimed Bitzad Le'ir, Samuch Le'ir, whatever this Nusach is. Oimed Bitzad, Moser, V'chulei. Now, at Bizmanenu, Yesh Midrashim B'Ktzei Yir, Sheshlam Shem B'Tnei Atzmai.
Ben shenim shach ni biyachad ben shachol biyabeis ameshach. Ula dugma, iri shani bo koeis. Nevada. Yesh bo migrish kotten, choluk meir kechatzit chum shabbos. Vinikreis piresh sheke. Ula bir nevada, gishil echad lachel, echad lahador sham efidi rosacho, yane bi piresh sheke. He'll say, I live in Pereshik. I don't live in Nevardik. I live in Pereshik. V'im yishalu b'loshin sheila at the dover Nevardik, yana v'im aloi, ki b'Pereshik dirosi. Gam ba'akoy samaluchu yesh lo shem ze, omno, me'akoy sein raya, d'chol chelag v'yir yesh lo shem b'fnei atzma. So you're not dealing with the way, you're chelag v'yir yesh lo shem b'fnei atzma. Didn't have its own mayor, didn't have its own post office. On the Chveis, they have the Rishima, they gave it different names. No, you'll find that in New York also. You'll find Rishimas for Borough Park and for Bensonhurst and for what have you, but that's not a Shem Bifnei Atzma. Dechein hu v'achoyk mi'amim sholo, sh'ro'choy v'choy v'yil Hashem. Now, they didn't have street names until recently in his day. The fact that he had street names, and that Malchus is gave a street name. V'yil, din historic leaf to shom get, yichbev l'min sh'onamon in kind b'reshche, not Moshe, b'reshche wasn't the Moshe. Preshke hasimucho l'nevadik mosa. He puts in the mosa. In the preshke, not a mosa, which is smucho l'nevado. Now, if I ask somebody where is the shul located in New York, he might tell me in Toronto, right? In Toronto, he'll definitely tell me Thornhill. If I ask somebody who lives there, where do you live? He won't tell me Toronto. He'll tell me Thornhill. So, on superficially, it's almost like the Rosh Hashanah. Only the difference is that that's a city. And it's got all the hallmarks of the city. And nobody will tell you anything other than that. If it's a city, and then you should have Moser. And I don't know any source to say that for one Moser, you write some to another. It's not just a chotzer or something that you don't write car, and you don't write Moser, wherever it is. It's not a shkuna. I thought it was a shkuna. So shkuna, you don't write shkuna. But if it's a city, what is the Thornhill? It's not a shkuna.
Yeah,
and they do in the city, and they don't write Moshe.
They do West Hartford, Hartford,
and what is this West Hartford?
Big city.
It's a city, so you have to write Moshe West Hartford. I think you ignore that. What they do in Hartford doesn't bother me really. That's interesting. What's this Mordechai say? Well, that's the place. It's a place. Doesn't mean a city. But you don't write it. Huh? No, but wherever you write, the Mosa has a definition. You write Mosa, I think that the Achronim said that the Tesis in Erevin has 40 people. If it's less than over 40 people, it's a Kfar. You don't write Mosa on the Kfar. The Machlokes are actually Tesis in Erevin. We don't write Mosa if it's less than the Shir. And the Shir, I think, is 40. But the rest of that, they call a Kfar. It's a settlement. And if it's one farmhouse, you don't write Kfar either. But what they were dealing with was a Kretchen, an inn,
right,
or a Chotzer. Chotzer means you had a farm here or something.
Right. What's that 40 people? City of
borough,
village, and town.
It's a Mosin. Yeah, I would write Mosse Thornhill, Hasmucha la Mosse Toronto, the Yasmal. That makes sense to me. Because I need the Simonim, and Thornhill doesn't have its own Simonim. And here I have an eighth at least. I can use the Simonim in the next city. In the middle of the Sahara Desert, I have no Simonim at all. So here, why should I not be able to write Ethan? So I say, Mosa this, that's Smucha la Mosa Plaini, which has Nahoris. And I use Smucha only when I want to use Nahoris. But without Nahoris, what am I going to say Smucha for? What's the whole point of Smucha?
And this idea of Hakula, like the thinking that you're supposed to break down to you, or Willowdale Hakula, that's around
the... I don't know what that means. I heard that also. Downsview, Haklula, what was it? Downsview, you know better than that. It's a shkuna. Downsview was never a city, was it? Like Borough Park. You like Borough Park, Haklula, the Brooklyn?
There were some people that you supposed to register. Like Rapinkin is what he talks about. I think he was supposed to register in Queens.
Those were all because they were independent cities before Queens became a borough. And the ones that were Muxak, you write in. You write in Far Rockaway because it was once an independent municipality. And there were others, I don't know, I'm not a bookie which were and weren't. They were all Bronx. Tell me, what did you do in Riverdale?
New York.
In the Bronx. But I'm not sure if it has sense that. The Bronx was not Mufsaklik Sivas Gitan before
the Bronx, I Bronx was the same post office in Manhattan, but they opened. For some reason, that was only New York.
They may not have been Mufsaklik Sivas Gitan before it became part of New York, and Brooklyn was. Remember, in those days, the Jews lived in Brooklyn, not in the Bronx. Well, that's probably what happened. It wasn't Mufsaklik before 1899.
Right, New York.
They let New York in the Bronx. Okay, yeah. He says, even though this guy's own borough president, and it was Bikashi, it's not his independent city, borough president. The borough president in the good days was a balapos on potholes. Today he's a melech ha-maklev al-tarmilei. It's nothing with nothing. Yeah, it shows why you write Brooklyn. And you write Brooklyn only because Brooklyn was Mufsaklik from before. It was a city. Bronx also was. But I suspect that it was a city where they didn't write Yidden. And Brooklyn, they definitely wrote Yidden. There were Jews there, and whatever it was. Yeah, in 1800s, was that number? And then the East Jewish issue of the Bronx came from the immigration, 1910, I think, right? Queens is, now they were Max of Queens, I think, incorrectly also, we would have mentioned. They write Queens with a summer. The Encyclopedia Talmudis, its dogma has Queens with a summer. I think it was whatever. We will be out of the design. Right. Okay, so it's with whoever was not, it was not saying it. The people. The people in the writing of the summer. Okay. It's Mufsaklik, it's Mufsaklik.
I also Jersey the way I spell Jersey either.
No, but there were always two ways to spell Jersey, and first Jersey, where is Jersey? Don't write Jersey anywhere, Jersey City. There's no, the Medina's New Jersey, leave out the Medina open. There's no reason to write Medina. And if it was a city, if it would be a city that somebody was not saying Dalet Zion Shin, you would write it that way, even though we write Dalet Zion.
No, I thought
it was
Jersey or
Jersey.
Jersey?
They write Jersey.
The story
in Jersey?
Yeah.
In where? Where do they write Jersey in again? In Jersey City?
Yeah.
They're writing Gitan in Jersey City?
I'm not sure.
I hope not. But by the way, the Shema Medina, right? And so there's a city called Jersey City. The Jews probably called.
Here's a question. What if there are two cities that exist in many states?
So what? Why not? We don't care in the city. We know that.
Portland.
Every city, there's hard to find a city that doesn't exist in two states. There are three Moscows in America. And for that, there are three or four Muncies. And in New York, probably there isn't a second New York. There are all cities that they exist in Mumbai, Russia. Just hitting them. Not a. It's 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 not
a.
The less you write, the better off you are. The more you write. I want my daughter, when she was very young, in the third grade, went to a yeshiva town, which I will not mention. The teacher gave her an assignment to write a one-page essay, and she wrote four pages. And guess what? She made two spelling mistakes on the third and the fourth page. And she gets it back with a note. If you write less, you make your mistakes. And again, she was in the Sadek with the comment that we told her, a lie in the book. Write less, you'll make your mistakes. Don't look for problems.
Okay.
But I mean, in Thornhill, they're making Sheba's best. The truth is, when the person asked me to do Sadek Kedushin, I didn't answer immediately. I told him, I don't know if I'm free. And it wasn't I didn't know if I was free. It was, I knew that there's a problem with this ksuba. And Mali with Sarah has this. What do I need this for?
All right. Next week, you're on Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
I'll put it there. Well, that evening, I'll let you know first.
This was too long.
Whatever it is, I feel it's so much. You should be riding the third also.
Maybe. But since it's part of the same river, technically it's the same water.
It's not the same water, it's salty.
That's fine, that salt doesn't get fixed up. But where's the
you
start?
If you look at a map, you'll see that it goes around, that's the bay that goes city. All around, that's the continuation of the Long Island Sound.
I'm still confused. Is it ever a real river in place?
No.
Never.
It doesn't come from the mountain. It comes from the ocean.
It's like the Yod HaSayam.
Yeah.
Yod HaSayam
Well, it depends how it flows. It flows into the ocean. I mean, the direction of flow is the same as the Hudson River most of the time.
Right. Down.
So, down.
Down.
Yeah. So sometimes it flows up. And sometimes it can flow up.
It doesn't flow anymore.
Yeah.
It flows down, that means it's not the ocean. Yeah.
But it's coming.
It comes from the
source of the water is coming along Long Island Sound.
I don't know what that means. If it's flowing down, it can't be from Long Island Sound. Why not? So it starts in the water. It's going down. It's going into the sound. What happens in Brooklyn? Where's the water going in Brooklyn? Also down or from the sound? Is it coming, the water coming up or the water going down?
The water's coming from the Triborough Bridge
I
down to the 59th Street Bridge.
When I go to
the
Flash Cliff, I'm at the East River, and I see the water going down. I can see.
Right.
Now, if I would be in Brooklyn, what would I be seeing? Would it be going the same direction or in a different direction?
Same direction.
That would be going into Brooklyn. That's the same water going into Brooklyn. It's not the river. It's not the ocean. Well, not the Odyssey-Yam. It may connect everywhere.
I mean, inevitably, it's going to connect.
Call
on
the
Horizons.
They're
going to connect somewhere.
Right, but I'm trying to understand why the water isn't coming from Long Island Sound from the north of Queens by the Triborough Bridge, going downtown to the 59th Street Sound, and further downtown to the Manhattan Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Williamsburg Bridge, and finally hitting up with Battery Tunnel.
That's about a strange way to flow. The water is coming not from Queens. The water is
Long Island Sound, between Connecticut, I think, between the Bronx and not the Bronx, between Connecticut. The Hudson, I understand, the Hudson River goes when it's parallel to the Bronx.
The Hudson,
the Manhattan, goes like this, right? More or less, right?
Yeah,
okay. Over here you have the Bronx, coming down like that.
Right.
Over here you have Long Island.
Right.
Over here you have Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Hudson River.
Yep.
And this is the East River.
Right.
And this is the Harlem River.
Yes.
Because it's between Bronx. And the water from here is going this way. And water from here is coming from the mountains and the Catskills.
So, and from is any of it going down here?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
But,
and this water is coming from where?
Where's that coming from?
That's the Long Island Sound. And then it goes out that way.
That's the Yam.
Yeah, that's the Yam.
And this isn't the river altogether.
Right. No, this is part of this river also.
Sure. I took it for granted that this, you know, it's in Sarat. It's coming from here.
Uh-huh.
It's called the river because it's coming from here.
Right.
Where's Brooklyn? Brooklyn.
Yeah, this is Brooklyn. This is far out.
So
yes,
on this river.
Yeah.
It's a river.
High river.
Okay. Okay. I mean, except.
It's a river. Yeah. And
most of the water is coming from there.
Part of it. A different part of it.
It's Nicra.
Then. They were calling this KPM.
No.
This KPM is because of this.
KPM is down here. No, he's probably right. Whoever wrote it the first time.
Shubis Avnei Zikurin. Out from Lom HaShmit in the Har East River, in the Har Har River.
Yes.
So like Anam Nira Hatam, Ya'an Kevon Shanahoras Evo Heim Mechubur in Nahar Agod Hudson River, Vagam Eim HaMishemus HaEtzen Kvo Hudson, Vibiyam Yilas East, Perish Mizra, Far Harlem River, Perish Ochele Kanohar, Shaholik Svivas Harlem, Uba Oma Nahar Hudson, Ukola Kwak, Alokan and Mishaka Mimenu.
That's the only time. They wrote once, they didn't want to bother writing the Kolokan and Mishaka. Considered a part of the Hudson, even though Hudson is up there.
Hudson has split into two.
It's split into two. Or they weren't French, which really is very weird. But they considered it the brother part of the Hudson, two sides of the world.
Let's say, at what point would this become Cape Yama? Let's say instead of going down here and mixing into Cape Yama over here, the land taking over. It never mixed. The water is the rope coming from here.
Because it's not Kluwo. Sure, you can write a Kluwo. What does this Kluwo mean? I don't know Hebrew.
I mean, these other things. Like,
that was you as if you write me a Ksubo or a Ged. Borough Park, a Kluwo in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know. I would say, Pastor Shalom, I think what he was doing. But if you hand it to me, I would say, whoever did it is not a Yudea, but what he did is fine. Now what he did, that's perfect. The Nusa is a true Nusa. It is Kluwo,
right.
Fine.
you're right, on Thornhill it's cooler, but Toronto it isn't. It's not part of Toronto.
The truth is, even Downsview is not in Toronto. It was in North York. It's not in Toronto. Now it is in Toronto because they made all the boroughs into one big city,
right,
the government.
Right. There was a time when Downsview had nothing to do with Toronto.
Right. Even until 5 years ago, Downsview was part of North York.
They bought the bureau, I think, in 2 years. What they told me, they didn't know that Thornhill wasn't the schooner. They were waiting, you know, garbage in is garbage out. That's what they asked. I don't know what they asked. I wasn't there. You know, since you're talking today, who knows what they told me? I don't know what they told me. And to write Haklu of the Toronto for North York, but it wasn't part of Toronto, it was a place. It wasn't the West Toronto.
He said something about it's part of the metropolitan area.
It's not a Mosa. I don't know what, and again, I am not a bookie in Canadian municipalities of what their laws are. I don't know what metropolitan Toronto is. My impression is metropolitan Toronto is like the Port Authority. The Port Authority is in the city. They have some kind of who knows what for mass transportation, and they have mass transportation for the whole area. Metropolitan Toronto, unless I am misinformed, isn't like a county, and it's not like some kind of super government other than for things like transportation.
Well, now it is. Now they have
now
sanitation for the whole... Right.
Yes, because now there's no North York. They were Mavato.
Right,
and there's one big Toronto. Toronto. They were Belaya everything. Fine, today I understand. But what was metropolitan Toronto once upon a time? Like metropolitan...
Five different cities, really.
Five different cities that got together,
and they
gave their employees all one big insurance policy. You know, well, that doesn't make me a government entity.
And a lot of areas like Cleveland. So if when they write get in Wickliffe and they write get in Cleveland Heights or in Shaker Heights, they also write Cleveland. Even though technically it's all different IRAs.
Right.
But the mail, the judgment is that if I write a letter...
They're writing in a different municipality and they're calling it Cleveland on the basis of the post office.
Yeah.
Right. Baltimore
is even worse. Like you write Pikeville. You're supposed to write Pikeville.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of, that's the human remark.
Right.
He claims that
I don't know what Pikesville is. It's a county, but it's not a city.
No, Pikesville is a city.
Okay.
I think Pikesville is part of Baltimore County.
Pikesville is part of Baltimore County.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ramesh says to write Baltimore, not Baltimore, in Pikesville. He says, why? Because the speaker of the Pico Baltimore. It's
that's
necrobity. Wycliffe is not necrobity called Cleveland.
Right.
That's a major difference. But Moshe is saying, in effect, I don't need a government to spank it to be most of all year of all others. People can box populate most of all year of all others. But that's not what happens in Cleveland. They don't call Wycliffe, they do not call it Cleveland. They call it Wycliffe. Nobody calls Pikesville Pikesville. Right? That's all the reason says.
So in Cleveland, the population, I know in Washington.
And Thornhill, everybody knows that Thornhill is different. Not Vaughan, but no, it's Thornhill. In Toronto, they don't call that Toronto, they call it Thornhill. In New York, they may call it Thornhill. I may call it Toronto, because, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but in Toronto, it's known as a different city.
Like Cosmeras, which is different than Cracker. Like in Washington, they go down to D.C. proper to Miss Argentin.
They do that lots of places.
At the inner, he won't be Miss Argentin in Silver Spring.
Because all the land holds.
So they, even though it's the same area.
So what? And it's not the equivalent of Washington.
You could have Silver Spring.
Silver Spring. Not in Harlem. It wasn't Moosehead. How are you going to sell Silver Spring?
And is there,
well, there, why there, wasn't any trouble for
why they not
in Boston?
Silver Spring has Moosehead.
In Boston, they went to into Boston, Roxbury, wherever we were, the little places around. They're not Moosehead. They go into the major cities. They go to Boston. No Jews there. Nobody lives in the district except for Georgetown. One little area. But there's no Jew in the district anymore. He doesn't want to be Masik, a new place. What does he need Soros for? He's a smart man. He needs Soros. He has to have Nahoris. Are there Nahoris? Aren't there Nahoris? And to write a smucha of Washington to have Nahoris. So what does he need it for? Going to Washington.
So Rabbi Wendt is not a fan of being covey of many different Tayyarvas. Like, today every little hamlet in New Jersey, they go around and they're being covey of.
don't answer the question, who is being kaveya? That's what Boaz is going to ask. Is Bar Samch is being kaveya mechateto, kaveya mamsi, for years they were kaveya mamsi. Until they were kaveya, and you know how many kulmoisi were nishtavru until they're kaveya, and kaveya mamsi, these boys are kaveya. And they would also, for
years,
yeah, what in these, I don't know Lakewood, I don't know about Norris and Lakewood, what was the big deal in these places? Well, the difference was that there were a lot of people looking over your shoulder. And you had to be made to, for everybody. So it took time. And when you go into these little shtetlach in Jersey, who's going, what's doing, well, I don't know. I mean, al-horishenim on the mitzdarim. I think whoever was Kaveya Queens did a betoyus, so I'm stuck with it. It was betoyus, so whatever you would do. Not to think what the hell to do. And there it's just like with Zion or Samach, other places you're dealing with are there Norris, aren't there Norris, he's spelling them right, did you get the right note?
So you've never been involved in Kobe
Yad? No.
So what's going to be in Thornhill?
What's going to be in Thornhill? It's another 3 weeks.
Maybe we'll speak about the next cycle.
I am, as of now, I am ready to write more circle. It will raise eyebrow. I'm not interested in making my focus on you. But I'm prepared to write more circle Thornhill. I think I convinced my brother-in-law to use one.
Rabbi Ox?
Yes. That he didn't know. He says he didn't know it was a village once before. Okay, so fine.
He's Masada Gibbon Ox.
Not in Thornton. It's Masada Gibbon Ox.
Right.
The Don River.
So the problem, the troubles that came from before. Those springs with Meisha and Meisha, I don't know if I remember Rafankin, I don't think Rafankin was involved in doing it. But when once people have done something, even if they didn't have the facts right, it's hard. They got to test the rules.
If they're before Thornhill, choose them to
yes, I don't think that. They can't pass that law. But every time, you know, one rabbi who shall remain nameless, when I told him that Thornhill is smoother, the Toronto is not acceptable, from the Rav Henkin said worse. He said, "Downs you are clue of the Toronto." Well, it's not worse, it's better. And I don't know what that, I don't agree there either. So it's Kaiser. But when one muscle is smooth, the second muscle looks worse. And I can't see writing Thornhill without most of them. It's not a shruna. Shruna you don't write.
It's a ksuba nach, it's not a guy. What do we need some money for?
We don't need some money. So, most of all, no finish.
Okay.
The only thing I'm playing with is if the darkie show him, should you write, most of the time, no, has smooth all the most of the time. It doesn't make sense. But would raise fewer eyebrows.
Right.
That's all I did is threw in two buses.
It can't hurt. It wouldn't possible.
No, it wouldn't possible.
And it'll save Darke Shalom. I don't think anyone would. Masa de Toronto, I don't think would.
It wouldn't
make anybody nervous.
If my brother-in-law does write Masa, I don't know. He probably writes Smukha and Masa. The others don't write Masa altogether.
I know.
They don't go to that wedding, you won't hear Masa. They don't know about Masa. You know, my brother-in-law does. Probably writes new film also. Okay.